This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Exhortation from the Lord today. Amen. Bless God. We thank the angel of this house, Pastor Sylvester Smith Jr., for the opportunity, hallelujah, to share of his pulpit, to speak to the body of Christ today. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord today. And we will be brief today. We have a busy day. Amen. We have a lot of miles to go and a short time to do it. Amen. And we want to be able to refresh and repair ourselves that we may collectively go, amen, to Hempstead today to fellowship with the New Faith family. New Faith family. Amen. And Pastor Riggins and First Lady Riggins. Amen.
Amen.
So on that wise, we ask that you will stand to give reverence to God's word today, and go with me, if you will, to 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
All right.
1 Chronicles chapter 29. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Bless you.
Chronicles in this 1st and 2nd Chronicles are no different than the Houston Chronicle or any other chronicle today, in that the scribes of Israel endeavored to put the best foot forward. Amen. Concerning the record of Israel.
If you read
the book of 1st Chronicles, they left out a lot of the gory detail.
They just
kind of put a spin on it in the best light that they were able, even in some tragic and negative situations. Amen. So it's kind of like Israel's newspaper, if you will. But in this 1st Chronicles, we want to lift for you just again this word of exhortation today for your consideration in the 29th chapter, beginning at verse 10. Father, we bless you today and thank you for your word. We thank you for this time, this hour, this moment in you. And Lord God, we lift and consecrate this time unto you, Holy Spirit. Pray you come into this house, come into this place, and have your way, Lord God. We dedicate, Lord God, and we move out the way, Holy Spirit, that you may have your way, Lord God. Be glorified, Father, we pray. And oh, Lord Jesus, have your way. Walk up and down these aisles to speak to our heart today, Lord God. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we love you and bless you and thank you for all your many blessings, seen and unseen.
Amen.
This day.
Amen.
Wherefore, David bless the Lord before all the congregation.
Yes, Lord.
And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. And thou art exalted as head above all.
My Lord.
Both riches and honor come of thee. And thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might. And in thine hand it is to make great. And to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name.
My Lord.
But who am I? And what is my people? That we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort. For all things come of thee. And of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee. And sojourners, as were all our fathers.
Yes, Lord.
Our days on the earth are as a shadow. And there is none abiding.
Yes,
O Lord our God. All this store that we have prepared to build thee a house for thy holy name cometh of thine own hand.
Yes.
And all is thine own.
Sure enough.
We want to talk for just a few minutes about the one thing you can give God that does not already belong to him.
My Lord. All right. That's all right, preacher. Yes, Lord.
The one thing that you can give God that does not already belong to him.
All right, preacher. Bless you.
Here in this text, and surely we could have lifted many others as an example, Dr. Smith, of the things of that which belong to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But this text bless my heart.
All right.
In that here we have King David. King David, who have reached the twilight of his years on earth.
All right.
King David, who is in the fourth quarter. We get ready to get in football season. The fourth quarter of his life. For you baseball fans, he's in the ninth inning. Hallelujah. Of his life. For you golfers out there, he's approaching the 18th hole of his life. Amen. Amen. And David had in his heart, amen, to build a house for the name of the Lord. He knew that nothing on earth could contain God, because the earth is but his footstool. The Bible says the earth is but a drop in the bucket to the Most High God. And so David recognized that and said, Lord, at least you can put your name there. And also David always sought a place that he could set the ark of God. Amen. Amen. And so David had it in his heart. And David, but David was prevented, amen, from doing so, because David was a man of war. David had bloody hands. Amen. And you can't approach God with bloody hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may even receive forgiveness. Amen. But once your hands are bloody, it's hard to wash away.
My Lord.
I wish I had somebody.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Amen. Namely, David's problem happened with Uriah. Amen. 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 When he murdered Uriah, amen, from his position of authority by putting a contract out on him with Joab. Amen. Amen. And so God, David always had to pay for that. Amen. Because he touched one of God's anointed. Did he not say, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm? Amen. And all the house of Israel were considered prophets of God. Amen. Did not Moses say, I wish they all was prophets. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. Amen. And you too are a prophet of God. Hallelujah. Amen. For you should speak the oracles of God in your going out and in your coming in. Amen. When you get up in the morning, when you're at the store, when you're at work, wherever you are, amen, you ought to to emanate, amen, the good news of Jesus Christ, amen. And so David, look, David took of his substance, amen. And the testimony of David is that in verse 2 of our text today is that David said unto the leaders of Israel, he called them together and said, now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for things made of gold. And so David took all the silver and all the gold that he had. Somewhere in here it says that David himself gave of like 3,000 talents of gold. I don't know how, if y'all realize how much value and money that was. Amen. That's why Solomon didn't have to ask God for riches and wealth. His daddy already left him with riches and wealth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. David left an inheritance, amen, unto Solomon. Amen. And does not the Bible say, is that a good man, hallelujah, leaves an inheritance to his children's children? Hallelujah. Amen. And you too, and we too, and me can leave an inheritance to our children. All you got to do is stay out in beauty parlors. I ain't trying to take your business in there. Come on, somebody. All you got to do is stay out in stores sometime and buy you an insurance policy. Amen. Hallelujah. For a couple of $200 million or something. And you can leave an inheritance. It don't take that much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's real simple. Amen. It's real simple. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And so David prepared, amen, to build his house. Hallelujah. He even called the chiefs and the princes together and encouraged them that they would give. Amen. And David was so persuasive that the Bible says that even they gave 5,000 talents. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And they gave so much silver and so much brass that it was counted as nothing. Amen. All right. So the wealth to build a house, David gave cedars, he gave timber, he gave all of these things, amen, to build the house of God, bring unto God.
Come on, preacher.
But in our text, in David's prayer, it came to David.
Yeah.
And David realized and acknowledged to God and said, God, of all this wealth,
listen.
Of all these treasures, of all these things that I worked for and fought for and all these things that I'm bringing unto you, it dawned on me, God, that it all belongs to you.
Yeah.
It belonged to you anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever we gather in this life and whatever we work for by the sweat of our brow and whatever we labor for, it all belongs to God. One of these days we're going to get that in our head. That the earth indeed is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That the cattle on a thousand hills are the Lord and they that dwell in belong to God. But the text says there's one thing that you can give unto the Lord that does not already belong to him. And the hint is right in our text. Amen. Because in case you don't already know, I'm talking about prayer.
Preach, preacher.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about prayer. And I don't want to bog you down with all the theological and all the Hebrew and all the Greek or what this and that means. So I summed it up for you on this wise. Is that praise means to celebrate with a loud noise. It means to celebrate with a loud noise. Amen. It means to carry on foolishly. Hallelujah. It means to lose yourself. Hallelujah. In the Lord. To praise the Lord today. And that's what's wrong in the house of God today. Is that all the one thing that we have to give unto God. That he wants from us. That he desires from us. We keep to ourselves. And will not praise.
Lord Jesus.
And that's an offense to God. That hurts God. That grieves the the Holy Spirit that makes Jesus do this. Amen. And that makes God just stare at you. Amen. Does not the Bible say in the second psalm, it says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry with you. I told you last time, beware an angry God. Amen. And the only way, amen, that God having destroyed his wrath, having fell on the earth today is because the church, praises God. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody else praising him. Amen. Hindu ain't praising him. Islam ain't praising him. Ain't nobody praising God but his church today. You ought to come into the house of God with thanksgiving in your heart and praise in your heart. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Amen. All right, preacher.
Amen. Pastor Smith, I said I wasn't going to tell on us here at New Zion. But sometime when you gone, we act a fool up in here. When daddy and mama used to leave, and we couldn't wait till they go, and we just act a fool. So we know how to praise him. We know how to let the Holy Ghost have his will. We know how to bring in the Spirit of the Lord. But sometimes we just for some reason, we let the world get to us. We let our flesh get to us. We let the devil get to us. We let our problem, we let our cares. But I heard Minister Dede say something that really blessed me the other day when she was teaching us in the choir. She said, every time you stand to sing a song, you ought to sing it like it's your first time.
Yes.
That really rung in my spirit. Hallelujah. That Pastor Samuel, Minister Samuel, is that is because that's the way we ought to come into the house of God. We ought to come into the house of God and praise him and worship him like it's our first time. Because God has kept y'all may not remember this song, but I remember a song we used to sing that this may be the last time. Tomorrow ain't promised to you. We need to come into the house like we might not be coming in here no more, lest we be in a box. Hallelujah, amen. We ought to worship him like it's our first time. Amen. The world is full of folk that are out there chasing that first feeling they got. That first feeling they got and that hit of drugs they got. That first feeling they got when they had intercourse. That first feeling they got. Amen. You ought to chase God like the first time.
That's good,
preacher. The Hebrew writer, he said it something like this. He said, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You see, when you don't feel like it, that's the best time to do it. When you got tribulation in your life, that's the best time to do it. When you got trouble in your life, that's the best time to praise God. Amen. Praising God don't come naturally. That's why the Bible said it's a sacrifice. If it didn't cost you nothing, it wouldn't be a sacrifice. Can I bless you today? Your tithe is not a sacrifice. It already belonged to God. When you bring God the tenth, you just basically telling him that I'm bringing you a portion. I recognize God and I understand that it all belongs to you. So, because the number 10 means that which belongs to someone else. I gotta share that. So you're acknowledging that it do belong to God. When you bring an offering to God, you're telling God, I'm bringing to you what I know it already belongs to you. But I want it out of the free will of my heart. Amen. My desire, I wanted you to know God. I know where my blessings come from. But that's not a sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it really ain't cost you nothing. Amen.
That's
them bulls and them gloats and all of that, that Israel sacrificed, all them yields, amen. The Bible talks about how David and Solomon, they sacrificed so many bulls and goats, they had blood everywhere. Yes. They didn't even have enough people to do it. They had so many, but can I tell you, that's not a sacrifice.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. It might have cost them bulls and goats something, but it didn't cost them. Because the bulls and goats, but can I not say the cattle of a thousand hills belong to the Lord? It belongs to God anyway. But your praise.
Yes.
Your praise.
But your praise that comes from a sincere heart, that comes from your heart, that out of your belly.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come praise unto God. Amen. Yeah. That's a sacrifice. Because you got to breathe something.
Yeah.
You got to bring it up out of your heart, out of your belly. You got to give it to God. Amen. Did not David teach us how to praise God? The Bible say David danced. When he brought the ark of God, David danced. David took his clothes off. David danced before, amen, the house of Israel. Amen. He praised God with all that he had. That's why he was a man after God's own heart, because David gave of himself. He gave of himself. Amen. And some folks, they may get mad at you, may not, and they may play like Michael, his wife, and may talk about you.
Yeah,
say, that ain't dignified, it don't take it all that. I told you, it's to act foolish. To go off before God. Hallelujah. To worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'd even love to tell you that your worship, amen, is sacrifice, but it ain't sacrifice neither. Because you created the worship. You created the worship. Amen. So that even comes from God. Hallelujah. But praise. Hallelujah. When we praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That makes God smile. Amen. That makes God build himself a great big seat. And inhabit our praises. Hallelujah. That makes Jesus walk up and down the aisleways in the house of God when we praise the Lord. Amen. That's what the Lord meant when he talked about spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. You got to have both. Amen. Because you just can't praise God, worship God ignorantly. Amen. Amen. But you have to worship him and praise him knowingly. Amen. You have to know that you know that you know. Yeah, man, you have to, first of all, know that you were a sinner. That you were lost and on your way to hell. Amen. Amen. But you got to know and understand, amen, amen, that the Bible says, amen, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Life everlasting. Amen. 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 That's why the Bible said in 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Come on here, somebody. And see, that's why I love, and I ain't picking nobody, and I ain't talking about nobody, and God bless y'all. But that's why I love the Baptist church. Come on, somebody. And that's why I love the black church. Because the Bible said the foolishness of you remember I said that praise. Amen. Was to act foolishly. Amen. And so when a sophisticated, educated man like Dr. Smith, amen, can get up, amen, and make a fool out of himself, amen, before you for God, that's the spirit of praise, amen. That's the spirit, amen, of David. Hallelujah. Amen. That's preaching. Amen. Because see, all them smart aleck folk, they think it don't take all that. Amen. But the Bible said that the foolishness of preaching, amen, hallelujah, amen, is the power of God. Come on, somebody. Amen. It says the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Amen. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God have chosen the foolish things of the world. I wish I had somebody today. That is saying that God wants a people that don't mind praising him. That don't mind taking your hair down or taking it off. Amen. And praising God. Hallelujah. Worshiping him. Hallelujah. With all of your might. With all of your strength. With all of your power. With your God. Hallelujah. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. The foolishness of preaching.
That's all right, brother. That's all right.
The Bible said he didn't call a whole lot of sedentary, sophisticated, bourgeois folks to preach the gospel. He didn't call a lot of folks in Beverly Hills, amen, in Hollywood Hills and in River Oaks, amen. But he called everyday people
amen.
To preach the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The base things of the word. Amen. To preach the word. Amen. Hallelujah. So we exhort you today.
Yes, Lord.
As God's ministers. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. To don't be ashamed before God.
Don't be ashamed.
Amen. Right. You worship God. Amen. You praise God.
Yes,
when you come into the house of the God, you shake off what the world
That's
is.
Right.
Shake off everything. You shake off everything. Amen. When you praise God, as the praises go up, somebody said, what? Come on. Amen.
Woo!
Next thing you know, your bills are paid. Hallelujah.
Yeah!
Next thing you know, you done made the honor roll, children. Hallelujah.
Yeah!
Amen. The next thing you know, my brothers and sisters, mom and daddy done made up. Hallelujah.
Yeah!
Hallelujah. Next thing you know, daddy done stopped gambling and cheating on my mom. Amen. Hallelujah. The next thing you know, it'll fall in order.
Yeah!
When you praise the Lord. When you praise the Lord. When you praise the Lord. Because what it does is it makes room for peace.
That's right. Amen.
And I told somebody the other day, when you come to know peace. When you come to know peace. Peace in your house. Peace in yourself. Peace with God. You're going to protect that. You're gonna fight for that. Amen.
Amen.
And ain't no devil in hell gonna take that for you because you're gonna value peace.
Amen.
Another thing I noticed about peace is that drama kings and queens, they can't hang around peace.
Amen.
I used to wonder why folk never did come around my house and never call, and the Lord said peace.
Yeah.
I used to wonder why folks would never come, you know. Peace.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. It's priceless.
Yeah.
See, those are the things that money can't buy.
That's right.
And all God desires, He can't make you. He can't force you.
Amen.
But I tell you today, He desires your praise.
Yes, sir.
And ooh, when we praise Him collectively.
Yes, my Lord.
Ooh, when we praise Him as one body. Ooh, when we with one accord, with one heart, one mind. Woo! The jailhouses get empty. The hospital beds get empty. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. The police department get nervous. Ain't no crack dealers on the corner. Ain't no prostitutes on the corner. When we praise the Lord.
Yes, when we praise the Lord.
And so as I heard to my seat.
Come on now.
Jesus.
If you're here today.
All right, preacher.
Yeah. And through all this foolishness we just did.
Amen.
Somewhere in your heart and somewhere in your mind and somewhere in you, you just couldn't get with it.
Jesus, think about it.
For some reason, there's still somewhere of emptiness. Right in the corner, that little corner in your heart. You got that little void, that little emptiness that you just can't seem to fill it. Can I tell you today, that's good news.
It is.
Because God put that void right in the corner of your heart. You know why He put it there? Because only He can fill it. And when He fills that void in your heart, then you can praise Him.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Then you'll know what I'm talking about. So if you're here today, in that corner of your heart, it's still living in that corner of your heart. It just won't let you. If you just come today, all you got to do, the Bible said, I didn't finish the road to salvation, but the Bible said if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. The promise is that you will be saved. Hallelujah. And so if there's never been a time in your life where you said, dear God, I'm a sinner. Where you said, dear God, I can't save myself. Where you said, dear God, I believe the Bible that said Jesus Christ is the only one that can save me. If there's never been a time in your life where you say, dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my body. I give you all of me. Has there never been a time you've ever praised God because he saved you? Won't you come today? Let us minister life to you, amen. The Lord said, I came to give you life and that abundantly. He wasn't talking just about breath to breathe, because we was already breathing. We were standing there breathing when we heard him. He said, I came to give you life. He was talking about life everlasting. He was talking about the abundant life. He was talking about a life of peace, a life of prayer, the life in Christ. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus in the parting of your sin, if you're here today and there's something burning in you so much that you're just not able to praise him, the Bible said, cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he first cares for you. You ought to just come and just cast that care upon the Lord. You need to be free to praise God. Won't you come? You ought to just come. The church is another analogy of the church is a hospital. Everybody come up in here. We all sick. We all got issues. We all got problems. We all got psychosis. We all got problems. But this is where we shake it off. This is where we work it out. This is where we get counseling by the Holy Spirit. This is where he ministers. This is where Dr. Jesus comes and heals us. This is where God comes, hallelujah, and makes us his own. But there's one thing you got to do. You got to make one step. You got to draw near to God. The promise is he'll draw near to you. Won't you come? Won't you come? Is that enough? God bless you today. Give the Lord a hand of prayer.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.